السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي زدني علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم and thank you for joining us today for Al-Rahma's English course. Alhamdulillah, it is so good to see you all here, inshallah. I hope that all of you are doing well and that you all have had a wonderful week. So today, inshallah, we are going to continue from where we left off from Surah An-Nisa, inshallah, starting from ayah 165 to ayah number 170. And we're just going to start first with the recitation of these verses if you all would like to open up your Qur'ans and follow along as we recite, starting from ayah number 165.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل وكان الله عزيزا حكيما لكن الله يشهد بما أنزل إليك أنزله بعلمه والملائكة يشهدون وكفى بالله شهيدا إن الذين كفروا وصدوا عن سبيل الله قد ضلوا ضلالا بعيدا إن الذين كفروا وظلموا لم يكن الله ليغفر لهم ولا ليهديهم طريقا إلا طريق جهنم خالدين فيها أبدا وكان ذلك على الله يسيرا يا أيها الناس قد جاءكم الرسول بالحق من ربكم فآمنوا خيرا لكم وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا.
So inshallah, that is our lesson, starting from ayah 165 to ayah number 170. Now inshallah, for the theory part of our class, we are continuing the topic of tafkhim and tarqiq, of heavy and light letters. In the last class, we covered the levels of tafkhim. We learned that there are a certain distinction between the heavy letters, such as some heavy letters being heavier than others. And then we learned that based on the haraka on the letter of tafkhim, that can also change the level of heaviness or the maratib at-tafkhim on that specific letter. So we learned that from the order of the weakest to the heaviest of the letters, it is kha, gha, qaf, dha, sa, da, and ta. So these are the letters arranged from the weakest of the heaviest letters to the heaviest of the heavy letters. Then for maratib at-tafkhim, we learned that based on the haraka, that heavy letter can get heavier or lighter. It is still heavy, so in any case, it'll always be heavy. It is just a little bit less heavy than it would be with a different haraka. Now, the order of the haraka, in order from heaviest to the lightest, from the strongest to the weakest, with number one being the strongest of the heavy harakat, is going to be a heavy letter with an alif med. So any heavy letter that has a med, an alif med, is going to be the heaviest that a heavy letter can be. So it is going to be a heavy letter with alif med. So for example, if we take the letter sad for all of these different harakat, you can tell that the sound of the sad, the heaviness of the sad, is affected based on the haraka that is on it. So when we look at the letter Sad with an Alif Med, like in the example Abu Sarihim, you are going to see that Sad is very heavy. It is a very heavy sound. Abu Sarihim, Saw, Saw. Now you're going to feel that that mouth has a very obvious feeling of fullness. Abil Sarihim. Now Sad here is the heaviest that it can possibly get. Why? Because it has Alif Med, and this is the highest status based on Maratib al-Tafkhim, based on the levels of heaviness. So Alif Med is going to make this letter the heaviest that it can possibly get. Now when we go down one, this is the second in ranking. So remember, as we go down, we're going down with less and less heaviness. So with a little bit less heaviness is going to be a heavy letter with fatha. Now for another, the same example that we're doing here with sad. When we have sad with a fatha, we are going to say al-sawa'iqi. Al-sawa'iqi. Now you can hear that sad is still considerably heavy. It is still with a feeling of fullness in the mouth. So when we have sad with an alif and sad with a fatha, you will hear a very slight difference. Saw, saw. Abil sarihim. Al-sawa'iqi. Now you can hear that it's a very slight difference. Now saw with an alif med is a little bit heavier than fatha with a sad. Saw. Saw and saw. Now you can hear there's a very slight difference. So the second one in the ranking from heaviest to the lightest, number two is a heavy letter with fatha. So far we have alif med, we have fatha. Now the third one is going to be a heavy letter with dhamma. Now it is still heavy, but it is quite in the middle. It is not too heavy, it's not too light. So heavy letter with dhamma is going to be number three. For example, in the word mukhlisuna, suna. Now you can hear su, it's still considerably heavy, but as not as heavy as saw. Su, saw. Now you can hear saw is very heavy. It is the heaviest of all of them. Su is still heavy, not as heavy as a alif med. Now fourth, we have a heavy letter with a sukun. So any heavy letter that has sukun is not going to be as heavy. Like in the example, ashabu, ashabu. Now you compare this to saw, saw, as, saw, as. So it is still heavy. It's not as heavy as it was with alif med. And then finally, we have a heavy letter with kasra, which is going to be the weakest of the heavy letters, the weakest of the harakat on top of these letters. So here we have heavy letter with kasra, sui, as-sirata, as-sirata. So sui, saw, sui, saw. Now you can hear that saw is a little bit heavier and sui is not as heavy. It is still heavy, not as much. Also, if we look at another example, like we have the letter kha, 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 khu, akh, khi. Now you can hear it's still heavy, but it is still a little bit light. Khi is a little bit light. Even though you still have that sense of heaviness, it is the lightest of all of these maratib al-tafkhim, or the levels of tafkhim. So hopefully now this has become a little bit more clear to you. This is also something, like I mentioned in the last class, that comes naturally to a lot of people. Naturally, when you start reciting the Quran, when you start learning tajweed, and you start picking up on the recitation of different reciters, you will naturally do this maratib al-tafkhim. You will naturally arrange them based on how heavy or light it is without even noticing. And this has to do again with the mechanics of the harakat, that when you open up the mouth, you have more room to kind of make it a heavy letter. So this is why, even if you don't remember the exact order of these letters or the exact order of these harakat, you are still kind of naturally doing them in this order. So even if you don't remember, it's fine. For the sake of tajweed, we do cover all of our bases. We do learn all of these things. But just in case, if you do start, you know, feeling a little desperate that you're not able to memorize or you're not able to keep this in mind, then don't worry, because a lot of the time most people already kind of have this ingrained when they start to learn recitation of the Quran. Now, inshallah, we're going to stop here. I'm just going to briefly touch upon the next topic that we're going to do, which is going to be letters that sometimes have tafkhim. So right now we just covered letters that always have tafkhim. They are always going to be heavy, no matter what. Now we are going to come upon the letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. So depending on their state or their condition, sometimes these letters can be heavy, sometimes these letters can be light. And there are three letters in the Arabic alphabet that have this ambiguity, that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. These letters are Alif, Lam, and Ra. So three letters only, Alif, Lam, and Ra. So these are letters that sometimes are going to be light, sometimes are going to be heavy. And you have to pay attention to the circumstance of this letter. For example, what is the haraka that's on this letter? What is the haraka that comes before this letter? What is the haraka that comes after this letter? What is the letter that comes before this letter? Is the letter before heavy or light? So all of these things we need to kind of take into account. And this is going to affect whether this letter in this specific word is going to be heavy or not. So these are the letters that sometimes have tafkhim, sometimes are heavy, sometimes are light. Note that these letters are not considered heavy letters. When I say Alif, Lam, and Ra, I do not consider these heavy letters. They are still considered light letters that are sometimes in the condition to be heavy. Okay, this is very important. Now, when I ask you what are the heavy letters, you should only say Khussa Daghtin Qil. Remember this phrase, Khussa Daghtin Qil. These are the heavy letters. Alif, Lam, and Ra are not part of Khussa Daghtin Qil. They are not considered from the heavy letters. They are considered light letters that are sometimes heavy. Okay, so this is very important. We don't want to get that mixed up. So inshallah, in the next class, we will cover more about these exact letters. We will touch upon the rules of the heavy alif, the rules of the heavy and light lam. These two are a little bit easier. The rule of heavy ra is a little bit more complex. There are 8 different scenarios which will make the letter ra heavy. So we will cover that in the coming classes. We'll take a few classes to basically touch upon that. We will look at examples, and then inshallah we will take it slowly. But for the next class, we will just do the rule of heavy alif. And then if we have time, we can start with the rule of heavy lam. But both of these are a little bit easier compared to the letter ra. Now inshallah, let's go ahead and move back to our verses. Starting from Ayah 165, we're just going to look at the analysis of these verses. So starting with the word rusulan. Now, you will notice that as we do the analysis, I have mentioned that in this case, the letter is heavy, or in this case, the letter is light. So if I do mention that, you can write down underneath the letter H or L. H is going to be for heavy, and then L is going to be for light. So once you start writing this down, naturally you are going to start picking up on a lot of the common themes, a lot of whatever is making this letter heavy or light. So when we go to the actual studying of, for example, the letter Ra, which is the most difficult one, you will already kind of have a sense for if this letter is heavy or light without even having to remember the rules. So it is very helpful that when I do mention that in this case it's heavy, in this case it's light, you can just write down an H or an L so that for your own information, even if you don't remember which rule it's supposed to be here, if you don't remember if it's heavy or light, at least you will have it written down and you can kind of use that as like a cheat sheet to just remember if it's heavy or light. And this is very helpful throughout the Quran. Anytime you find that there is a heavy letter that you are not eligible to remember, write down an H, write down an L. It does make it a lot easier for you and it will kind of help you have that reading become a habit instead of having to constantly look back into your Tajweed book for the rules. So inshallah, let's start with Ayah 165, starting with the word Rusul. Ra in this case is going to be heavy. You can write an H underneath if you would like. Mubashirina, in this case Ra is going to be light. You can write an L underneath. Wa mundirin, Ra is going to be light in this case as well. Li'alla yakuna linnasi ala Allahi, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. You can write an H underneath the L if you would like. Hujjatum ba'du rusul, ha is going to be from the middle of the throat, so make sure that you are giving it a little bit of air. Hujjatum, this is going to be iqlab. Ba'du rusul, ayn is going to have tawassut, so make sure that you do roll that around in the throat just a little bit. Ba'du rusul, ra is going to be heavy. Wakanallahu, name of Allah here is going to be heavy. Azizan Hakima, this is going to be idhar. Hakima, we end here on a 2 count, madil iwad. Lakinillahu, name of Allah here is light. Yashhadu bima, this is going to be a 4 count mad. Anzala ilayk, this is madlin here. And then wa anzalahu bi ilmihi, Here, ayin is going to be from the middle of the throat, so make sure that you are giving it a little bit of that rolling in the throat. بِعِلْمِهِ. So here, if you stop, make sure that ha does have enough humps, and make sure that you are giving it enough air. بِعِلْمِهِ. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ. This is going to be a four-count med. يَشْهَدُونَ. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ. Name of Allah here is going to be light. شَهِيدَ. We end on a two-count med. العِوَد. إن الذين كفروا را in this case is heavy. وصدوا صاد is going to be heavy. عن سبيل الله name of Allah here is light. قد قاف is heavy. دال is going to have قلقلة. ضلوا ضاد is heavy. ضلالا ضاد is heavy. And then we have a two count med in ضلا. لم is going to be إقلاب. بعيدا this is a two count med العود. إن الذين كفروا را is going to be heavy. وظلموا ضاء is going to be heavy. لم يكن الله name of Allah here is light. ليغفر لهم غين is going to be heavy. را is going to be heavy. ولا ليهديهم طريقا. ها here is going to have humps, so make sure that you are reading a little bit of airiness into this letter. ليهديهم. And this is coming down a little bit closer to the chest. So try not to bring it up to the middle of the throat. This is going down from a little bit lower. ليهديهم طريقا ضاء is going to be heavy. را in this case is also going to be heavy. And then here إلا طريق جهنم ضاء is going to be heavy. را in this case is heavy. قاف is also heavy. جهنم خالدين خاء is going to be heavy. فيها this is a four count med. أبدا this is a two count med العود if you decide to stop. وكان ذلك على الله name of Allah here is going to be heavy. يسيرا را is a two count med and را in this case is going to be heavy. يا أيها الناس this is a four count med. قد قاف is going to be heavy. دال has قلقلة. جاءكم this is going to be a four count med العود. الرسول را is going to be heavy. بالحق قاف is going to be heavy. مِن رَبِّكُمْ را in this case is heavy. فَآمِنُوا خَيْرًا لَكُمْ خاء is going to be heavy. را is going to be heavy. وَإِن تَكْفُرُوا را is going to be heavy. فَإِنَّ لِلَّهِ here لام is going to be light. مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ را is going to be heavy. ضاد is going to be heavy. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ name of Allah here is heavy. عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا عَلِيمًا this is going to be إِذْحَار. حَكِيمًا we end here on a two count مَدِّ الْعِوَد. So inshallah that is our lesson for today, starting from ayah number 165 to 170. So for this analysis, I did mention a little bit more about the heavy and light letters. As we were reading, you can kind of tell when a letter becomes heavy and when a letter becomes a little bit lighter. So for example, if we go back to ayah 165, we have the letter ra. Now, ra in this case is going to be heavy in rusulan. Mubashirina ra is light. So this is an example of one letter that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. You will see that based on the condition, sometimes it is not going to be heavy, sometimes it will be heavy. So for example, rusulan ra here had a dhamma, so I made it heavy. Mubashirina ra in this case had a kasra, so I made it light. So this is one example of a letter that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. Also in the same ayah, we have لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Now here the name of Allah, the lam is heavy. But you will notice that when we went down further into the verses, we said that لِلَّهِ was light. So here we have alallahi, which is heavy, lillahi is light. So this is another example of a letter, the letter lam, that is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. Now when you notice in further down inside of the ayahs, for example, ayah 167, here إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَصَدُّوا صَاد is going to be heavy. And then we have in that same ayah قَدْ ضَلُّوا ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. So ضَلُّوا ضَاد is going to be heavy as well. Now you will notice that there is a slight difference in the heaviness of these two letters. صَا ضَا صَا ضَا. So you will notice that it's very slight. But there is that slight difference that dad is heavier than sad. Sa and ba. Sa, ba. Now you will be able to tell that it's a very slight difference, but you can kind of hear that dad is a little bit heavier than the letter sad. And then in the next ayah, we have the word zalamu, za, and then we have tariqa, ta. So here as well, you can kind of tell za, ta, za, ta. Now you can hear ta is very heavy. Ta is the heaviest of the heavy letters. So you know that it is going to be quite heavy. La, ta, la, la, ta. Now you can kind of hear that there is that variation between the heaviness of all of these letters, that even though they are all heavy, some of them are just a little bit heavier than others. So inshallah, we will stop here for today. In the next class, we will do the letters that are sometimes heavy and sometimes light. Inshallah, I will see you all next week. Jazakallahu khairan kathiran. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.